I want to just repeat one thing also. I'm not sure if I said it in this way. You have to check them. Our many listeners on the whatever. But
right in.
Yes. The hundredth writer in it will get a free T-shirt. No, I don't know if I said it in this way, but like it hit me. I think what Imam Moshe is saying is to explain this choice. The difference between get and other kinyonim is, if I'm selling you my house, and the way I'm selling you is with the shtar mechir, okay? Yeah. Now, if I put the shtar mechir into my house, you can't get the shtar until you have the house. You can't get the house, you have the shtar. The reason why that doesn't work is because by definition, there has to be, you can't have the house until you have the shtar. It's necessary to be cut of the shtar a second before you're cut of the chatzah. The shtar had to come before that. Bon ke'echad, we can understand what bon ke'echad means. They're both chal. But by a regular kinyan, that's not enough. Like the Ketzai says, lo soggy. Why is it lo soggy? Because you need that it's not bon ke'echad. You need the shtar came a moment before. Because the shtar is what creates the kinyan on the house. So you can't say shtaroi v'matanosoi bon ke'echad. The chiddush by get, when what the Ketzai is saying with the Maisa Nesina, is the pshat that by Gerushin it's not true. It's not true that you have to be first. You have to be first. Have one in order to have the other. By Gerushin the pshat is the mice and the sina is what creates the Gerushin. Because I did an asina, that's what caused you to be miscreacious. So, and that does come first. That does come first. So Mamela then both the Gerushin and your koyach to be koyin that get can both be chal at the same time as a result of the nesina. When you talk about kinyonim, the reason bon kecha doesn't work is because by its very definition it can't be bon kecha. By its very definition, one causes the other. So bon kecha can't work. But by get, what the Ketzai is saying with Mais and Nesina, Avadim was saying Bon Kecher over there also, right? Like we said, the Ketzai didn't mean, if we would have stopped halfway through the Ketzai, he'd say, oh, he means that it's just some sort of religious ceremony, give it over into the hand, Vizel, we don't care about. No, Avadim, we care about Bon Kecher. But over there, the Peshat is, the two things which are Bon Kecher, it's not that one causes the other. It's the Nesina causes both of them. The Mais and Nesina, which came before them, called them both to be chal at the same time. So that's why it works. That's why bon kecha does work. Meaning it doesn't bother us that they both be chal at the same time. It can. What bothers us is something has to trigger it. And in the regular case of kinyonim, there's nothing to trigger it because if you don't have A, then you don't have B. But shake it over here, it's not true. The mice in the scene causes A and B. Yeah, I don't know if we said it in that nusach exactly. But that's what I said last time. I think we said, you know, you have a place to start. You have a place to begin. Anyway, I don't know. This way of saying it struck me as a little bit clearer. I don't know. Okay, same idea. Just yeah, Zevi, you ready? You ready to go biter? You sold the gemara after the two dots. The next gemara. Okay, fine. Right. Come my mim because of the atzmoi. Over here, I just want to learn the gemara with everybody. I don't have much to add to it. Maybe you do, but if you do, you let me know. I'm shot in the Gemara. It's a little bit complicated, the sheetahs, but I made a chart. I did not photocopy it, though. It's in my Gemara. I'll speak it out, though, if you want to write a chart. So now we start off with the same diak. The Chum say, so the diak is, in Idea Chedim Loi. Other people cannot be poeded with Kesef. Am I? Why not? Even though it's shlemidaitos, you want to say shlemidaitoi, which earlier in the mayor was very good because shlemidaitoi meant that it was chavon lavan shlemavonov. But in the rabban, it's not going to help us. Why? Mechdi shamar lo rabban the amis chus hu shiyotu mitachas yad rabbi lecheres. It's chus They don't hold like Rabbi Meir that it's considered a choy. They hold it's considered a schos. So Mamela we have a kasha. Why the Chamim saying because of the Atzmoi, which implies Al Yedei Achirim not. Haray, there's no reason why not Al Yedei Achirim. They hold it's schos and Zochel Adam Mishlo Bafanov. V'chitema, maybe you'll taina Maya the Atzmoi Af Al Yedei Atzmoi. Maybe you'll say no, Al Yedei Atzmoi is not coming to exclude Al Yedei Achirim. It's just coming to teach you a chiddush that it even works Al Yedei Atzmoi. Why is that a chiddush? It's a chiddush that the eved could be coining the money without the rab. Not like my Meir Shita, that I could give something to an eved and say, I'm makdir this to you. I'm nashein the rabcha. I'm nashein the rab. The rab is called chusbay. That itself is a chiddush. But really, it means a chayim also. If that would be true, iyachi ema seifa. What about the seifa of the chachamim? Over there, it says. It says v'shtar de'echerim, and the dik shtar de'echerim would be lo yadei atzmai. And over there, we're not going to say it means both because there's no special chiddush like we spoke out in the previous gemara. But kamalon to be on kechod. Why would lo yadei atzmai help? Okay, Malon, the Gita Bilda Bon Kechot. The Chitim, but if you'll say, my Aydechem, Afe Derechem, if you tell me that the Seif is also Lav Dafka, and the Seif also means Afe Derechem, but Kai Malon is teaching me a Chiddush, the Gita Bilda Bon Kechot. Really, it's Aydechem, and Aydechem. And Aydechem. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. V'alkamash when the schus will have it, she hates to be rabbi the chedrus, and that's good for the schus. That's good for the chiddush that it's even ayde chayim because it's considered a schus. Yark, if that's true, then what are you saying? Then you're saying that the rage of the chachamim really means both, and the save of the chachamim really means both. So if that's true, and Rabbi Nisnero, you shouldn't just mix them together and send them as one. As one bov in the Mishnah, because of Mishnah, why are we splitting them up into two parts? So we're going to have to make some diak here. Yeah? That's our problem. How do you read the Chacham? Again, the Chacham said, Kesav Adei Atzmai. So we're saying, well, first of all, there's no reason why Adei Achem shouldn't work also, because it's Zach and Lod and Mishalid Befana. Ah, you'll tell me Taka means both. So what about the Sefer? Shtare de Echerim. Why shouldn't it mean Atzmai? Gidu Yabon Kechot, everybody agrees. Ah, so you'll tell me it really means both. So that means they both mean both. They both mean both. Why is the Mishnah splitting them up? It's Shver.
Why can't you say Ayde Atzma is a bigger Kiddush?
By which one?
That's why it's Ayde Atzma.
By which one? No, we aren't saying that. We're saying the Kesav Ayde Atzma is a bigger Kiddush because it can be koined maknet to the Eved without his rabble being koined. And Shtar Ayde Chem is also a bigger Kiddush because teaching me is Chuzulai and Achinami. But that means that the din is bein mekezav bein b'shtar bein adei etzma bein adei cherem. So we should have said it in one bubble. We should have said it in one statement. That's the problem. Meaning in Svar, it would all make sense at this point, but it's shver in the Mishnah. So we have to say a new pshat in the Mishnah. So zok the Gemara. Elo, rather, we have to say the following: ba kesef bein adei cherem adei etzma. That we understand. Okay, but b'shtar we have to make a deal. Are they achirim? The loyal are they atzmai? Why would it not be? Why would it not work? Are they atzmai? Because the Rishon Ben Elazar who the Tanya of Rishon Ben Elazar Omer af b'shtar are they achirim? The loyal are they atzmai? Rishon Ben Elazar says he cannot be according to the shtar himself because he does not hold of gita v'yodoi bon keechod. The Rashi says, "Shimon Lozer, he hach sefer the shtar, the less like gitim yod the bonke echad, v'shalosh machlukos bedover." And there are three shitas in the Tanoim. Now, this Shalav Echud Gudavar is a very long Rashi. What are the three shitas? So, let's just speak it out. Let's start with the Meir. Okay? Each, there are three Tanoim, and each Tana has the four cases. Kesav Acherim, Kesav Atzmoi, Shtar Acherim, Shtar Atzmoi. That's what the chart looks like, yeah? You have three Tanoim on the right-hand side. Yeah. Yeah, there's 12 boxes. Correct? Does that mean 12 boxes? Huh? There's 12 boxes on our chart. Huh?
12 boxes?
Why? Yeah, besides the headings. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Meaning on the right-hand side of the chart, from top to bottom, you have a Meir, Rabbanim, and Shem Ben Elazar. And the top, you have four boxes. Kesev Acherim, Kesev Atzmoi. Shtar Acherim, Shtar Atzmoi. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. Look at that. It's at the bottom of my Gemara. Is that a thing of beauty? A thing of beauty, that is. I wrote it last time around. I did not write it this time around. And there's even notes here to explain the different boxes.
What are you right?
It's like a professional. Don't try this at home.
What is it? It's in the boxes.
Huh?
What's in the boxes?
Checks and X's.
Oh, checks is and X's.
Checks and X's, yeah. Sorry, these and X's. Checks is. That's what my kids would say. Except they'd say these. Okay, now, how does it look like this? Rabbi Meir. Kesef Aydei Chayrim, check. That's what Meir said. No. Yeah. Yeah, Kesef Aydei Chayrim, check. Kesef Aydei Atzmoi, X. Why? Why is it an X? Because
in
Kinyan, believe Rabbi. Shtar de Cherim X, because he considers it a Choyv who loy. It's Chav Nishom Befonos. Shtar de Atzmoi check, because that's Kita Biyod Bon Keechod. So check X X check. That's a Meir. Now the Rabbanon is the easiest. Why? Because Rabbanon are going to hold, like the Gemara said before, of everything.
Why are you doing Rabbanon?
Why not? Rabbanon holds everything works. Kesef Acherim En Atzmoi works. Shtar Acherim En Atzmoi works. Because they hold of everything. They hold Estakas Chusuloi. They hold Gita Yod Bon Kechoy. They hold whatever. They hold you could be koyin of the Eved without giving it to his Rav. All the Heterim, all four things work according to the Rabban.
Rabban meaning
Chum?
Chum
is everything.
Chum.
Chum is everything.
Meaning not Rishman of laws. No. Not the Chum of our Mishnah, no. Because the Gemara is, I meant the Shtemach Lukas Bedover means there's a different Rabbanon that's the Chumim of our Mishnah, or at least the safer part of our Mishnah.
The Chumim of Mishnah are like Mishnah.
Well, what comes out of, what the truth is that what comes out of
three.
What comes out according to Rashi, the truth is, according to Rashi, there's a long Tosis who might argue on this, but we're not going to get so into it, I don't think. What comes according to Rashi is that the Chumim of our Mishnah, the first part of what they, yeah, the first, the, what? Right. The first part of what they said, because of the Atzmoi, which we're taking to mean really both, that's the Rabbonon. And the second part of what the Chumim said, that's Rav Shimon Elazar. Rashi splits up the Chumim of our Mishnah.
Oh, so why? How could you have a third opinion? Isn't that Rav Shimon Elazar?
There are three opinions in the Tanoim. That's what the Gemara says, Shalosh Makom Grace Bedover. To read into our Mishnah, though, yeah, I mean, there's other braises, the Shem Elazar isn't a braise, but it's two different shittas, though, the way Rashi's learning. The Rabbanim really hold everything works. Kesev Echem and Atzmai, Shtar Echem and Atzmai, which is what the Gemara said before.
The problem that he doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't hold it. Doesn't
right, so the first part of the Chumim said, because of the Atzmai, the Maskanes Gemara does mean that. It means Taka both. But when the Gemara, when the Mishnah said, Shtar De Echerim only, That or Shemar Lazar, who doesn't hold him, get to be able to bun kechad. Why can't the whole thing just be Shemar Lazar? Why can't the whole chachamim just be Shemar Lazar? That can't be, because Rashi is medayik in the words of Shemar Lazar that he says af b'shtar de'ad chayim v'lo yadeyat smay. Af Rashi is medayik in the word af, which means Shemar Lazar holds both by ketzav and by shtar. It's only adei chayim and not adeyat smay. It's the same halacha, so it can't be the whole thing. It can't be the chachamim of Shemar Lazar, because the chachamim are splitting up the two halachas. Yeah. So what it looks like is they're bought and have a check on all four boxes. Shemar Lazar, Kesef Adei Achayim works, that's a check. Kesef Adei Atzmai is an X. Why? Because Ein Kinyan B'lo Rabbah, you can't get the Kesef. Shtar Adei Achayim is a check. Shtar Adei Atzmai is an X, because he doesn't hold it. He did the other part,
that's not lucky.
That's how Rashi explains the Sholesh Machmuk Ois
B'Dov. That's not like Roshita.
What is the difference between a mayor and that?
It's the same then.
Same as who? There's three different cheetahs. Cheetahs.
Mark belongs to the
other.
There's
a note
down
there.
They
not
the same as the.
Mayor says
Kesef.
Where does this
fit? No, who's the same?
Mayor says Kesef.
No.
Why the Atzmai?
The mayor holds Kesef Adei Achayim. Star, he holds the opposite. Idea Atzmai, Veloy Achirim. Rabbanon hold all four work. And Shemar Lazar, when it comes to Kesef, he agrees to a mayor. Kesef Achirim, Veloy Adi Atzmai. When it comes to Star, he holds the exact opposite of a mayor. He holds Star de Achirim, yes. Star de Atzmai, no. And our Mishnah, in the Chachamim of our Mishnah, are a combination of the Rabbanon and Shemar Lazar. Because we're learning that when the Chachamim said Kesef De'atzmai, they really meant both. That's like the Rabbanon. And when they said Shtar De'atzmai, and when they said Shtar De'achayim, they meant only Achayim, and that's like Shemar Lazar. Maskin? Not the Chacham, but no. That's Rashi. Again, what forced Rashi into this, meaning. Well, what forced the Gemara into it? What forced Rashi into this is the Gemara says, Shalosh Machlokos B'Davar. But I'm just saying, why do you have to say Shalosh Machlokos B'Davar? Why couldn't you just say there's two shitas? There's a Meir Shita and a Shemar Lazar Shita.
Yeah, why does Chacham have to get in here? Right? Is that
what
you're asking? The Chacham recording.
Oh, no. There had to be three shitas anyway. I'm sorry.
What?
There had to be three shitas anyway. Sorry, no, that's not true. There had to be three shitas anyway. I was just saying how Rashi knew to learn that Rav Shimon Lozer grieves their mayor by Kesef Adei Atzmai. The answer to that is because of the af. No, there would only be three shitas. Because Rabban don't hold the Gita B'yon Kecha. They don't hold the Rav Shimon Lozer. They hold the Gita B'yon Kecha. They don't agree to Rabbi Meir either. Megabe, whether it's a Choy B'loy or a Zchus B'loy. So Rabban are a different shita. Yeah? We still need this middle sheet to call the Rabbanon. Because they hold it's a schus uloi, not like a mayor, but they also hold Gideon Grecha, not like Shemar Lazar. Right? They're gonna, yeah. That's why everything comes out checks according to them. Everything comes out checks according to them. Because you have everything. You have a schus uloi, yeah. They hold up all the reasons why it should work. Schus uloi, Gideon Grecha, so there's no reason to make any X's by them. Yeah, more than that, they'll discuss the loy, Gideon Kechad, and they also hold Evid could be coined as something without you can make a Tanai in the Kenyan to the Evid that his master has no discuss in it. So, all three reasons to make X's Again, there are three reasons to make X's, okay? The reason to make an X by shtar, by kesa v'de atzmai, is because ain kin levin b'loi rabbi. The reason to make an X by shtar de echerim is choy v'loi. And the reason to make an X by shtar de atzmai is because you don't hold the b'de beyond one ke'echot. They're better to hold all three.
Lekulam.
So mele, it's all kesa v'de echerim, all three shitas hold works. There's no question that that works. Ah, so that the Gemara said before, because that's an exception to the rule of Chavim, that's the Bayan Rabbah before. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that comes out with Kulam. Kesef Deir Chaim is the Kulam. Yeah, yeah, because of that Svara, yeah.
For the same Svara, no, different reasons. Why is it Svara?
Different reasons. It's for different reasons. Everybody holds... Yeah, everybody knows if Kesef Deir Chaim helps. The question is, if it's because of Zchus Ulai, or it's because of it's like a chayv loy, but we have special svaras why ain chavonim shalachon would not be a problem over here.
So, when in the Mishnah, how do you read it? The chachamim amrim kesef ade atzmo. That's the chachamim, or that's the Shimon?
That's the chachamim.
The chachamim, the mishtai de acharim. That's Rav Shimon.
No. The chachamim are the chachamim sheet in our Mishnah are a combination of the Rabbanan and Shimon Elazar. When they said kesef ade acharim, they meant. When they said kesef de atzmai, they meant also a cherim, like the Rabbanan. But then when they said shtar de cherim, they meant only a de cherim, not a de atzmai, like a shomer lozer.
Why would they not say their own opinion? Why would they not say the chachamim are saying
their...
It is their
opinion.
How do you read
Avon? That's the chachamim's opinion. The chachamim's opinion is everything works.
No.
What are you talking about? When you say the chachamim's opinion is that everything works. Did anyone...
It's
a three machlokas. It's
a three machlokas. But the chavim of our Mishnah, a combination of those two. It's a three machlokas.
I don't understand why would they. It's not a machlokas.
No, it just seems like a strange way to the chavim if they have a shita that both work, right?
Again, these chachamim don't agree to that totally. These chachamim hold of a mixture of the two shitas. Chachamim oimrim hold half they hold like the Rabbanan shita and half they hold like Shmuel Elazar shita. That's what Rashi seems to be saying.
Yeah, but Rebbe, part of their shita has alpha, part of it doesn't. Right?
What?
Part has alpha, part does not have alpha. Right,
you read the Chachamim
as what?
Yeah, that's what
Rashi
says.
Because of the meaning because of Alpha the Atzmo.
One second.
I hope.
It's about to go to the
Chachamim by Kesef.
Well, Chachamim hold, don't they hold
Zchus?
Oh no,
it's Chachamim
on the Mishnah. Chachamim by the Atzmo.
I
don't
hear him, but I don't hear him.
The
Rabbanan,
everything is
Chachamim.
Chachamim, the bottom.
Yeah, so that's not.
In their statement, you have af for kesef and no af for shtar.
Wait a minute. I might not be saying it correctly. Hold on. You're right.
You can't have one op.
The Gemara didn't have a problem with having one op.
But just one important right is that you can't.
You're right.
I might have said it wrong. I was saying it. The Lechamim are a shita which combines the two. I didn't remember the Rashi correctly, I don't think. I don't think that's right necessarily. What Rashi sounds like he's saying is all three shitas attack in the Mishnah. Meaning.
That's
what it sounds like he's saying. Yeah, look at the. Yeah.
You learn inside?
Yeah. After he brings the shitas. Rabbi Shtar loy tzigid v'yon k'echod. We don't have Rabbi Shtar. Go to Gaza. How much Rabbi Yisrael had there? Loy. Rabbanan. But Rabbanan them a season. Three lines before they get wide. Three lines before they get half. Before the three. When they're still very skinny. I mean, there's two levels of wide. Three lines before they get. But Rabbanan them a season. The Rabbanan of our Mishnah is lo b'kesef bein aydei chem l'atzmoi.
And
Mr. we asked in the Gemara if they're button hold of all four, so just put them together and say them in one shot. The Rashi, can you stop talking?
Bahai delay. Shir. How am I supposed to know? These guys are supposed to. I'm supposed to know that we're being taped.
Bahai.
Bahai
delay. Arvinu, Vitaninu. Ah, why don't you put them together? Yishem the safe of Rav Shimon ben Elazar here. The safe is Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Aval Reisha, Hagi Kamar Le Rabbani Le Rav Meir. The Reisha. Which is meaning the ratio of the Chachamim.
The ratio Kesef.
They're saying, right, they're saying to Reb Meir,
not like Rabban.
Af b'kesef aydei atzmoi. Also gets aydei atzmoi.
Yesh kenyan.
B'kol shekein aydei achirim. There's chus loy, one second. B'kol shekein shtar, there's chus. It sounds like he's saying like this. The Chachamim, oymin, b'kesef aydei atzmoi,
that first part you can learn out everything.
They're coming to argue, yeah. They're only speaking out, I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's funny. They're only speaking, they're coming to say, Afay the Azmoy. That's what they're coming to say. I. But they also hold that by Shtar, so why doesn't it speak it out all in one shot?
Because
the second half of what they're saying, that's what Mishmar Loz are talking
about. Right. But you can learn everything out of that first thing by Kesef.
Yeah.
You learn everything.
The Chachamim said, the Chachamim hold the whole four work. So when they said because of the atzmai, it meant after the atzmai, and they happened to do the same thing by shtar as well. That it works between the atzmai and the achirim, and the only reason the Mishnah spoke out the shtar part as a separate thing is because that part of the Mishnah is going according to the laws.
Right, you might think that from the beginning is like
there. Right, which makes sense because klape kesef. Rabbi Shimon Lozer happens to agree to Rabbi Meir.
Right.
I mean, he brought in both nikudas of Machloikas. Klape Kesef, Rabbi Shimon Lozer agrees to Rabbi Meir. So he doesn't need to talk about what he holds by Kesef. So Shimon Lozer only talks about what he holds by Shtar, which is the second half of what the Chachamim said over here. That's Rabbi Shimon Lozer. But they're about to argue Rabbi Meir even by Kesef. So they speak it out already in the Kesef part. Now, it happens to me they hold that way in the Shtar part also. But that part, for some reason, the bishop didn't bring. Or it's already included in the first part.
But what do you mean they hold that good for the stuff?
It's interesting, though, that they...
No, but shtar they hold, it works bein like that's why bein lechem, the Rabbanan.
Rabbanan.
No, so what I'm saying is, the Chacham...
No, so Rabbanan in the...
The Chacham and HaMishnah, it means... The Chacham and HaMishnah means... That the Chacham and HaMishnah are speaking out... Kesav e de atzmai, the Mishnah is really three shittas. When it's speaking out the words Kesef de Atzmoi, that's the Rabbanan Shita. And it's coming to argue on what Rabbi Meir said by Kesef. And it's coming to say that it works Ba'acherim, Ba'apa de Atzmoi. Then that Shita Rabbanan don't speak out what they hold by Shtar. Instead, the Mishnah speaks out what Moshe Mara Lozo holds by Shtar. Which is Shtar de Atzmoi, I mean, Adecheim, Beloya de Atzmoi.
It's interesting, though, that. The Rashi doesn't bring in. The Rashi brings in this chusulo by Kesef. We never connected chus to Kesef. We connected only to Shtar before. If you look at Rashi, it says, "Avigadol de'atzmo de'esh kinyan because you can idea chem this chusulo, right? We never talked about Kesef being a chus, right? We never talked about achirim, Kesef, and chus. We only talked about Shtar, achirim, and chus.
No, we just had a teretz. If you hold chavin, then can have a way of working out Kesef also. But it's easier if you hold Kesef.
I think he's saying, why don't I just say Kesef de Echer?
Where are you? Where are you?
I'm going to say Kesef de Echer because it's a gift. It's a kosher gift. It's short.
Ooh.
Be careful.
And then you have no
wish to do it. This is old. This is old.
You should know that.
I'm not looking at the Jews.
The reason why it's going to work as a cherub is because
Okay, good. That's what it's saying. Yeah, fine, you're right. Yeah, I said it a little bit wrong. Like, the Chachamim are a different sheet which holds it both. That's not really right. Rashi is just saying that the Mishnah is speaking out three different sheetahs over here.
Right, and this time that makes a lot more sense because now all the sheetahs are in the Mishnah.
All the sheetahs are in the Mishnah except there's only one thing that's not in the Mishnah. That's not before in the Mishnah. What the Rabbanan hold by Shtar.
No, it's a kosher game. They don't have to say it.
That's what you mean. It's Nichol and the kosher game.
They didn't have to say it. It's part of the first statement.
Shtar, kosher game.
Yes.
Yes.
No. It's not a kosher game in that direction. It's kosher game in that direction.
It's a version of the kosher game.
You're right. That's what Rashi wants. Very good. All three shittas in the Mishnah. That's exactly what we're saying. You're right. Rameh Shita, we have. Rameh Shita. That's right. Very good. Rameh Shita, we have clear. Kes of the Achirim helps. Kes of the Atzmoit does not help. Shtar of the Achirim does not help. Shtar of the Atzmoit does help. Rabbanan hold of all four, which is nichlal in what they said, because of the atzmai, because it's af, and once it's af, we know kesef helps by both, and kol shekein shtar works by both, like Rashi said, which is very good aliyo. And then the last part, which is shtar decherim, that's what Shmuel Elazar, and we're bringing in his sheet by shtar, because his sheet by shtar is different than the first two. Rav Shmuel Elazar's sheet by kesef, we don't need to mention, because that's anyway the same as Rameh. Gevaldik. It's all three in the Mishnah. I was saying it wrong before. The Chacham. Yeah, that's right. That's the
Why does the Haggis Habach get rid of Zchus?
What was the next thing to say over there? Coach again, Shtar. Yeah?
No.
Okay, fine. Very good. Coach again, Shtar, because by Shtar we don't have issues of. Fine, Shalom Machlokes B'Dover. That is Shalosh Machlokes B'Dover.
Yeah, because
it's just an unnecessary word, I think. Yeah. You're fine, very good. Right, you ready? Omer Rabbe. Four lines from the bottom, Omer Rabbe. High time of Shmuel Elazar. What's the reason of Shmuel Elazar? Now here's a, now. What's the reason of Shmuel Elazar that he does not hold the Ketiv Yod Bon Kev? To that, my answer is Gomer Lo Lo Mi Yisha. Ma Yisha Chi Yoy Tiget the Vishal Shein Shaloi. Ave Vinam Yoy Chi Tiget the Vishal Shein Shaloi. This is a funny Gemara. Why doesn't Yod the Ketiv Yod Bon Kev? He has a special limit of Lo Lo Mi Yisha. So what's Eli Bob by? What do you mean? Gita v'yodav bon kech and the chayru is a fantastic chiddush. We have to explain it with the lumdus of the ksois, the chosh, and all other achrenish or svarim to explain what's going on over here. The Gemara sounds very much like that's the posh of the svara. You need a special limit to say not that way. It's a funny thing. So Ayin, if you want to know more about that, Ayin Pnei Yeshua, I think Pnei Yeshua asked the kasha, and he's masbir why the Gemara holds it's taka. More poshut that you should have held the other one kechon. You know what I'm saying? You're the aura. And Yeshua's aura. Ein Shom. Boy, Rabbi, new Shiloh.
I don't understand the answer.
The answer is a special because there is a cost of Lola Yisha.
He holds that it doesn't work by Yisha also?
What?
he holds, the shul doesn't hold that, he doesn't hold by Isha. Kito, Biyado, Kito,
What's
the question? Yeah. What is held by Isha? I
don't
understand. I mean,
we learned all
the Yad. No,
not the Yad of
it.
No, the Gemara. The Gemara,
no, the Yad of an Isha, no.
The case of a woman.
The Gemara uses Git to be other Baam Kechad by two things. By an Eved taking it in his Yad, and by an Isha's Chotzer. By an Isha's Yad, it's not true. An Isha makes Kinyon with her Yad. By an Isha, the Yad is not Baam Kechad.
It's tackled
out of the husband's Rishos completely.
So he only hold by the case of a
so he's saying,
Chotzer will not work. So say, but in case of Isha's Chotzer, will not work.
The Chayre not. I'll have to deal with that. When he gets to the Sugya of Chotzer, I'll have to deal with that. I mean, Gita B'Chotzer Bon Kechod, according to my Gittin, is goes with the same principle as Gita B'Yodah Bon Kechod by an Eved. So if one doesn't work, the Chayre... Yeah, good. You have to see what he holds by Gita B'Chotzer. It's a good... That's what you have to see. The Chayre should come out that he doesn't. I don't know.
This
Josh
is not talking about
Yad, right? So you're just saying, don't think about Isha, it's Pashit, Osman, Osman, Yadah. It goes out of the husband's Rishos. But then, it has to go out of the master's Rishos. How do you make it out of the master's Rishos? So that's why you can't give him Mishnah. That's my...
No, but that's...
No, it's a good question. What will he do? What will he do with the Drush of Chatzerim? Let's forget to what he does with the Chatzerim. But by Yad, we understand what he's saying.
More than that.
Yeah.
This is not really a reason for why you don't hold it. This is saying, I don't hold it.
Yeah, why would I hold it?
No, but get to the other one, that God says, despite this, it should
no, yeah, right, but he's saying, no, it's got to be like Isha. La la mi Isha. When the husband puts into the Isha's, when the husband gives an Isha a get, and not the other, he gives her the get, puts a get in her hand. Is he taking it out of his own Rishos completely without coming onto the story of the other one?
Yes.
Yes. So Eved also needs a type of giving over the get that takes out of his wishes completely without having to come on to give the other one to Eved.
I know, but...
So you want to say what their Rabbanan would hold. You want to say what their Rabbanan would hold, which is what Rashi says. What would Rashi say?
That...
No, so look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbanan...
That's what he brought, what he needs. So he's saying...
Yeah.
But I still hold his word.
No, not at all. That would have to be exactly like the Isha. By the Isha, we put it in her hand, it's out of your Rishos completely. Without Bunker, you are bringing it out of your Rishos. What are the Rabbanan holds? No, look at Rashi. Look at Rabbanan. Look at the last Rashi. Rabbanan Gomri, they say, no. That's not how you should look at it. How should you look at it? My Isha Mikabela's Gita. She could be Magabal to get into her hands. Abed, Magabal get. So to the Eved should be able to be able to get to his hands. And if it takes get to the other one to make that happen, so that's included in the Limud. But what are you taking out from Isha? That's sort of like what he's saying. The Machleika sounds like, what are you taking out from Isha? Are you taking out from Isha that by definition the place which you put the shtar has to be something outside of your Rishos? In which case by Eved it won't work. Or you take it from Isha that there has to be a yecholus for the one getting the get to take it in their hands. In which case, it has to work by Eved too. That seems to be the machlokes. Now Chatzera is going to be a whole interesting thing because now it would come out. What Rosh Hashanah would do by Chatzera? So have to wait till we get to Gittin. Because the Gemara dashes out with Chatzera from Sukkim. He doesn't hold that Joshua with Chatzera. I don't know. Okay, boy, Rabbi has a Shiloh. Boy, Rabbi, the Shemuel Lozer, he asks like this. According to the Shemuel Lozer, that there's no key to the other one, Gechon. Can he make a shliach to mekabel the get? Do we say gave the gomer lola miyisha ki isha? Or idil ma isha idii matzim mekabelas gita shliach nami matzim mishavya? Eved iu loy mekabel gita shliach nami le matzim rashvei. According to Moshe Melozer, that the Eved cannot be makabel in his hand. Can he make a shliach or not? Do we say it's like an isha that just like she can make a shliach, so too he can? Or maybe no, because since he can't be makabel, he can't make a shliach either. Okay. But he answers differently. He says, "Bust the boy, you heard the pashta." He answered the shayla. Yeah, okay, so let's see. One second. Let's see more of the circuit.
It's almost like they want to like knock it. Like, oh, you're so into this learning from Isha, so it's everything's like an Isha. Like, if you're so rigid that Isha's,
yeah, but it, yeah.
So right. You're so rigid that you won't learn out one Gekha. Like,
make the Shliach also.
Isha, so that means everything's like an
Isha. Yeah, but on this we have a problem. Why? Because, oh, so let's see. He's saying that even though the Eved can't take the get according to Moshe Melozer, there's no proof that he does one Gekha, it doesn't exist. Look at the Shliach to take the get. So the Gemara has a problem with that. Why? The Eloha de Maravuna. Yeah, so let's see. Oh, so one second. Can he make a shliach to go get the get? Now we know. We know how the echirim helps. We know the echirim helps. So Rashi says that which Ayde Echerim helps could be because the Rav is Mezakim the Get Ayde Echerim. But here we're not talking about Mezakim the Echerim. Here we're talking about the person's coming with the Shlichas of the Eved Kenayim. Yeah, so Gemara is saying, so that was a Shaila. So Gemara is saying, because Lola Misha, it works anyway. So one second, on this we have a Kasha, That's how Shlichas usually works, right? So break the Gemara. The Lord, the Marav, when he brings the Bishua, Hani Koyani Shluchi Derech Maninu. There's a whole shayla. If a person is made anav from a coin and he brings a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash, can the coin do the carbon print? He took a nether, he's not getting anav from this guy. Is that called? Is he doing it for him? So the shayla, if it's Shluchi Didon, he's doing it for me, so he can't get anav from it. If it's Shluchi Derech Maninu, he's doing it for the Beis Hamikdash, for the Ribono Shel Olam. Got nothing to do with me. I happen to be the one who brought the carbon. The one he's doing the avoida on, but he's not doing it out to my shlichas. So the Gemara said over there, "Ani koyne shluchei derachmana ninu." I've arrived at the shluchei derachmana, and therefore you can get a nod from him. How do I know? These are the shluchei didon ninu. Because if the Quran would be our shlichim, miyak amidi. This is what you guys are all asking. You can't do the avoida. How is it shaykh that he's your shliach if it's something you can't do? I call the mukhut, the coin doing the avoida. It's not your shliach, he's a shem shliach. But Avda. No, not Tommy. Yisrael can't do the avoida. Yisrael can't do the avoida. How can it be your shliach and doing the avoida? So the Gemara is saying, must be he's not your shliach, he's Hashem shliach. So the Gemara is asking, your guy's kasha. But Avda, so the Eved Kenayini, deal the Matz Makabal Gite, he can't be Makabal again. But Shliach Matz Mashvi. So what's going on? So yeah, we have a chilik. The lawyer, it's not a raya. Why? Yisrael, though, shaykh, betarius kaponis klau. If you're not shaykh to the parsha at all, then you can't make a shliach. So since you still can't do the karbonis at all, it's a raya that the kohen is not your shliach, it's a shem shliach. But eved shaykh begitin. But an eved is shaykh to the concept of accepting a get. Aye, how could he ever accept a get? We just said we don't hold the gita beyond the karbon ke'echod. The teretz is, the tanya, near an advar, m'sha eved mekabal gito shochaveiroi miyad rabbi shochaveiroi. Avaloi miyad rabbi shaloi. If the Eved has a friend who works for a different Rav, he can be mekabel the get. He can be like the acherim who are mekabel the get for the other epic kenaini. Why? There's no problem to get the beyond in ke'echot because circle soif. This other was might see the start from his rishos by giving it to an epic that he doesn't own. So in that context, he could make a kenyan on a get. So since it's shaykh for him to take a get shechor, even though he can't take his own, he can't be mekabel his own get shechor, but he can be mekabel get shechor in general. Mamele, he can make a shliach also. Yeah, good. So maybe it's for rabbis. So what is it? So what?
Okay, so it's not that he's able to mekabel something. He's just the yad of his.
Good, fine. But being the yad of his adon, he's mekabel to get in a tzchal.
For his adon. His adon was.
No, for his friends.
Yeah, for his friend. It's his adon that's mekabel to get when he takes together his friends. Not his
rabbi. Why is he mekabel? I assume we're all wrong.
What? You see, he's able to be Makabal. He came in Makabal's own get because you have a problem of Gidi Vado and Gecha, which means when the Odin gave it to him, the Odin has to take. What happened? You need the Odin to be Motzi the Shtar from his own Rishos.
Yes, but the other one.
And when he gives it to his own. So 1 second.
Doesn't matter. A Rav of the Evid.
Yeah, but the
Evid.
The Evid had a Koyak, but Evid had a Koyak to be Makabal again.
Of course he did. He was Makabal for his Rav. Why of course he did? He has the Koyak to also do other work for his Rav.
No. It was chal.
To find a treasure and pick it up.
The get was chal by giving it to the seventh. This guy now goes free. So that's called being in the parasha of the Makabal Gittin.
He's in the parasha of Makabal everything and anything because it belongs to Israel.
Fine, but until now.
He's just a spade.
Until we got to this. Until we got to this, he has no shaykhs in Makabal Gittin. If you have no shaykhs in Makabal Gittin, you can't be a shliach either. Now we're saying, 1 second. He has a shaykh in Makabal Gittin. About this, we're going to go to Kon Rabbi.
It's from Rashi, by the way, that he's really a shaliach of his adon.
About that, we're going to go to Rabbi. About that, that's true.
That's so it's not shlichus.
No, forget shlichus. No, two different things. No. That's about it. Yeah, but that's one second. The Rai is not from shlichus. Yeah, we have a shayla on the table like this. An eved cannot be makap of his own get. He can't be. And yet we're saying he can make a shliach to be mekabel the get for him. And now we have a kasha. If you have no shaykhs to something, you can't make a shliach for it. That's our kasha. And we brought a right to that from the koyin case. Now we're saying a chilek. We're saying, well, slow down. When you say he has no shaykhs to it, by the carbon case, what do you mean? I'm explaining the Gemara. By carbonus, what that means is you mamash have no shaykhs to it. Over here, it's not really necessarily true. You have no shaykhs. You could be mekabel gittin, which is not your own gittin. So since now you're in the parish of mekabel gittin, you can make a shlech too.
You still have the problem that you don't have a yad.
Rav was mekabel
gittin. He's in the parish.
No, that's not true. You're saying yad arichta. You're more than saying yad arichta. The Gemara would arrive in Koyan.
When my shaliach gets the get, a woman's shaliach gets the get, is she divorced or she has to get it?
She's divorced because she gave him the
shaliach. Because it's her yad arichta. That's the mitzvah and shlichus. You don't want to say that now because it doesn't fit in with your chest. Fine.
I understand.
That's mitzvah and shlichus.
Of course, the beauty of the shaliach is the shaliach.
What?
It's not because that it was a get that it automatically comes after the parasha of Gittin. It's the fact that anything he accepts goes to the other, right? Anything that ever picks up.
Yeah, but we have a right, but we're bringing a case that even a get, even a get they could accept.
It's not really him.
No, but until now, true.
Why would I think of it? What's the chiddush of saying?
Yeah, but the kashuv and koyanim.
What's the chiddush of saying that Evan can be the other guy getting the get?
Because I'll tell you why. The kashuv and koyanim. The kashuv and koyanim was. The kashuv and koyanim was. If you can't do an act, then you can't make a shliach to do an act. And here we're saying that what Gemara is saying is that's true when you're not shy to the act at all. But you could do the act. You could do the act of makabel get. Just not your own. So then you have a koyak, you're going to make a shliach to do it, even in an oifen where you couldn't do it.
by the way, but you're also wrong because he's not in the parish of Mekabel again.
Yes, he
is. He's always been Mekabel again.
That's just because Mashman has been a rabbi.
He's in every parish.
This is
a
part of
Shlichus.
It's not part of
Shlichus.
No, you see,
the only way he could be
Makabal. It was always much money from a rabbi. That's not a Chiddush to us. But that was always true. But until now, we said that that means you can't be Makabal Gid. Now we're saying, no, it doesn't necessarily mean you can't be Makabal Gid. That's fine. That doesn't bother me.
Trying to say
it
by
Karbanos.
Trying to say something like that by Karbanos.
He's not Makabal anything. It's not a thing Shlichus, though.
No, but until now, we were bothered.
It's not a thing Shlichus.
But until now, we were bothered. He can't be Makabal Gittin Pirius. Now we're saying that's not true. He could.
He's talking about his own.
Right. Now we're saying, since he can in some oifen, that's enough.
Saying, so Yisrael,
that's enough all,
like, right, so Yisrael has some chilek in Karbanos. He could do, I don't know.
Okay,
Yisrael can do something by Karbanos, right?
What?
Yisrael can do something by Karbanos.
No, he can't do anything.
He can't do anything?
That Voida? He can't do
anything. He can bring it. I mean, he can bring the Karban and make a Karban. It's a Kapara. So say the same thing. What Eli's saying is say the same thing.
Oh,
it's Karbanos. Karbanos, you can bring, but that Voida, the Kohen has to do it.
Right.
So here's also, it's not you entering the parish of
right. It's just accepting.
One thing you see for sure, that's what Yirmi wants to say. One thing you see for sure is that it's not. It's that the lumdus is. The lumdus. The lumdus. What? No, the lumdus is going to be different than what you thought it was. That's for sure.
Wrong.
Not wrong. You see, even this Gemara, that the lumdus is not as simple as you think. The lumdus of that I can't do it. I can't put a shlich of something I can't do. The chorah from the Gemara sounds like the Maskana Gemara is not just because it's my yad now and maybe I can't do it now. It's a different.
No, the Gemara trying to tell me because I'm negay, because I'm in the parsha.
So I'm just saying, you see the Maskana Gemara, we're gonna have to say a different. You're right, it's a different lumdus. You're not gonna be able to say a lumdus of Yoda Richt or.
Just using the parsha, then it comes along the
parsha,
it's going to ruin the whole thing, but it's going to kill the whole thing.
Once it's in the parsha.
Yeah, but the fact that he doesn't have a yad is going to trump it. It's a big deal. He can do it for somebody else. But you still have a din abdus that he can't do it for himself.
Look at those.